Back again on 919 is Darren Stephen, who is the wealth manager for Kallio Capital USA. It's an integrated wealth advisory and asset management firm serving high net worth South African families who have relocated or are planning relocation to the United States. Now, Darren was on the show a few weeks ago. This week, he's going to be sharing some facts for consideration about the ease of moving pension money out of South Africa. So, Darren, welcome back to 919.
Thanks, Kula. It's great to be here.
We were chatting briefly off air about you being safe in Florida because you're being based there. So I just want to share with our listeners, because we had mentioned previously that you were in Florida. All okay with you and your family?
Yeah, no, we're all okay. Jeepers, I must say, it was my first hurricane season. So getting through it was a little stressful. It's very difficult when you're watching all the news and you're seeing the hype around these monstrous storms coming through, and it's amazing the data that the news centers get. As you're watching it, they're talking about the storm going from level one, and then it's level five, and this latest one, Milton, which came through the Gulf, was actually one of the top eight, I think, in terms of speed, in terms of the eye of the storm.
Well, didn't it have multiple eyes at some stage?
I don't want to lie, but it was huge. It may have. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say yes or no. So I actually don't know. It may have. I was watching news all the time, watching what the storm surges were going to be, which is incredible, the amounts of water that these storms push onto the land. And if there's high tide, etc., it just floods everywhere, and what that was going to do, and it was going to bring 15 feet of water, which is like sort of 5 meters. Wow. of water up, and the barricades they had to put up along places in Tampa, which is on the northwest coast of Florida, because you must remember that everything in Florida is flat. It's flat as a pancake, and because the oceans are so beautiful, they built these amazing buildings, hotels, apartment blocks, hospitals right by the waterways.
Oh boy.
And obviously, hospitals being the major concern,
yeah,
they were building these incredible walls just to try and deflect the water. It was amazing. I'd never seen it. Luckily, we're just north of Miami, which is on the southeast coast, and we were completely safe. We had a bit of rain. I'm from Cape Town. So,
are you used to rain?
I'm
used to rain.
We're used to rain and wind. I mean, bring the hurricanes on. I've lived through worse than that.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear all as well. There's that South African grit in there. You know, we can deal with anything.
Yes.
So this week on 919, we're talking about the ease of moving pension money out of South Africa. And I just want to preface this by saying that this is not like a blanket advice for anyone who is thinking about moving out of the USA, some of the facts that Darren's going to be sharing with us for consideration would apply to anyone. That definitely is not the case. So please do consult with an expert about your specific situation. But we thought you might find some of this content interesting if you're thinking about moving those hard-earned South African rands to the USA. And Darren, we were chatting off air about this a few minutes ago. Back when I was trying to move my pension funds out of South Africa, I started the process about 12 years ago when we moved to the USA, and then had to go through all these hoops if I was on a spousal visa, and then change of status, had to become a permanent resident and do a financial immigration. You're saying now that all of that has changed?
A lot has changed. Okay. There's a lot has changed in terms of the, I'll call it the financial immigration term. Okay. So what they've actually started to say now, and again, the access of this capital is regarding retirement annuity money in this case. Okay. I'll touch on the different types of retirement plans, but retirement annuity is the one that's stuck. Okay. And when it comes to financial immigration, they've now really just started to talk about immigration. Okay, are you no longer a resident? And this need for financial immigration is not really there anymore. It was I want to say it was sort of phased out in March of 2021. Okay. In the ways that you can access money. So before March 2021, you would do a financial immigration, prove that you'd financially immigrated, paid capital gains taxes on any assets that you had in South Africa, your house, investments, etc., and then you could break that that financial restriction in terms of South Africa. In March of 2021, the Reserve Bank said, no, this is what we're going to do from now on. If you want to access your retirement annuity, you need to be a non-resident in South Africa for a period of 3 years, and then you can access it. Okay. So not as sort of straightforward as what you used to have in the time before, where it was this financial migration. Here's my proof. There we go. Thank you very much. Now it's a 3 year period. It has to be sitting there. After which you can prove that you've been out of the country for 3 years, you go through the process and you can access it. What I want to touch on though is that I've just mentioned about the retirement annuity part. That's the sticky one. Okay. So there are three types of pension funds in South Africa. And when I talk about these three, these are all pre-retirement pension funds. In other words, you're not 55 and you've not accessed it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you get a pension fund. So you join your company. There is a group scheme involved. The company contributes a little bit. You contribute a bit. That is a pension fund. All right. It's run by the company, and you can only be a part of it if you work for that company. All right. In years gone by, there used to be something called a provident fund. It was set up in a very similar manner. You had to be part of the company's employee structure, and the company would actually contribute only to that plan. All right. And then outside of that, so say you joined a company that didn't have these pension plans. You would go to one of the big life insurers, Momentum, Old Mutual, Liberty, any of the big guys, and you would take out your own personal retirement savings. Mm-hmm. Each of these has the same tax benefit, but you would go to one of those companies and you would take out your own retirement annuity and you would contribute to it. No employer-employee relationship involved. The first two, they're the ones that are relatively easy to get your money out of. Provident and pension.
Okay.
The retirement annuity, the ones that you went to, the big life insurers, that's the hard one to get your money out of. And it's not, just as a side note, it's got nothing to do with the fact that it's from Old Mutual, Momentum, Liberty, or any of the big guys.
Sure.
It's not their ruling. This is a legislative ruling. Okay. Most of those pension and provident funds are all run by those same companies anyway. So let's just touch quickly on the easier ones to get your money out of. Okay. So this is in the context of you are now immigrating. You're either immigrating to the United States or just leaving South Africa. When you leave your company, that money that's inside that provident or pension fund, okay, you can move that to something called a preservation fund. You preserve your pension or provident fund. You would then move it to one of the big companies, Old Mutual, Momentum, or Liberty. And at that point, it's separated from the company that you used to work for. Inside there, you may then make a withdrawal. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the technical terms are a withdrawal, which is done before the age of 55, and then you get a lump sum withdrawal, which is post 55. It sounds like they're almost exactly the same thing, but they're actually quite different. The differences are the taxes that you're going to pay on it.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what happens is if you access that pension or provident fund or the reservation fund, again, once you've left the company, if you access it, you are going to get taxed from, I want to just double check the numbers, but don't quote me on it. I think it's around 22,000 Rand. So the first, say, 22,000 Rand, you're going to be, you can receive that tax-free. But thereafter, you're going to get taxed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you can access the entire thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you are below the age of 55 and you are immigrating, for whatever reason, you've packed your bags up, you've sold your house, you're leaving the country never to return, and you need that money, so long as it is in a provident, a pension, or a preservation fund, you can cash it in. Okay. Everybody is very different. Like I said, like you said earlier on this, you do need to talk to people. You need to talk to a professional about this before you start merely cashing in your pension fund, because once you've done it, there's no going back.
Yeah.
But it is accessible. It is not the arduous process that that people believe it is. I've helped many clients, even in when I was in South Africa, I would have many clients that were immigrating to countries all over the world. And they would say to me, look, I've got my company pension fund, I've got my retirement annuity, I can't wait the 3 years to get this money out. And that wasn't the case. They just needed to be able to cash the money in that they could. Yes, the retirement annuity money would sit. But in many cases, that's a smaller pot than what they had accumulated in their pension fund.